No, on the hump. Well, this year, as you know, we it was the Rotary Club of Monash that I joined and came up with the idea of doing the festival again, and they were enthusiastic about it, and we did run it. And, we did a pretty good job, I think. It was a lot of work. What we needed was a committee of six or seven strong people who really wanted to, really had to work hard to get it up and running. And what happened this year is that of that committee, three or four had some health problems, and we weren't able to put a strong, good enough committee together. But that sort of took several months to figure out properly, and the time was getting away with us. When push came to shove, really, we didn't have a committee that we felt, and you know, there were two of us who led it, could possibly run it properly. Yeah, we couldn't put it together. They were all too busy or too old, and basically almost what happened to the old committee. So I started talking to another club, the Rotary Club of Casey, who were really interested in running it. In fact, there were other Rotary clubs also interested in running it. But all this, by the time we got that sorted out, we got into deep in November, and there's just no time to do it anymore, because you need 5 or 6 months to get things like liquor licences and council licences, and there's so many things you have to do with the government to get the permits correct, you know. And at the same time, I've now joined the Rotary Club of Casey, who are really keen and excited, really good people. You know, we've got like an accountant, a solicitor, a real estate person. They're younger, and I believe really very capable. But at the time all that happened, you know, we just can't run it in March or April of this year. And I'm rather keen to run it in March rather than April. The chance of having a bad weather event in April is much higher than March again. So the only logical, safe answer we could give, it was to have to give it a miss this year and do a super job on it in 2019. Which is a shame. It really hurt me to have to do that, but better to do that than to have a disaster. So, you know, we learned a lot from this year's festival. We thought we did a pretty good job, but there was no doubt that we got some things wrong. You know, I think the main thing we got wrong was we just marketed it too well. So, so we ended up with double the amount of people there that's ever been to a Dutch festival. And, you know, we know what to do next time. You know, we'll have probably a very large marquee on the football ground. We'll probably, we'll need triple the amount of food there. Double won't even do it. And of course, double or triple the amount of vendors so that people don't have to queue up for so long. But we understand that, and the people are available. We've had plenty of expression of interest of people wanting to be there, but having said that, I do want to keep it Dutch. The entertainment, we've got to be able to showcase that better with bigger stages and higher, you know, so that people can see it better. But still, the feedback from last year was terrific. You know, we're starting to get feedback from people who are really sorry they won't be there. Like I said, better to not do it than to do it badly. It's going to have to be a two-year like.
Dat Gazelle Holland Festival dit jaar, dat was inderdaad een overdonderend succes. Ik denk dat jullie daar inderdaad niet op gerekend hadden dat er zoveel mensen zouden komen. Er is enorm veel voorbereiding nodig voor een dergelijk festival. Met inderdaad wat je net allemaal noemde, die vergunningen en zo. En inderdaad moet je dus een comité hebben wat sterk overeind staat.
Ja.
En daar ontbreekt het natuurlijk aan. Er zijn een heleboel mensen die mee willen doen. Maar ja, die Nederlandse gemeenschap die wordt natuurlijk ook ouder. En inderdaad misschien wat ziek hier en daar. Heb je al wat reacties uit de Nederlandse gemeenschap gekregen over het feit dat het dit jaar, of liever gezegd, over een maand of 3, 4 niet doorgaat?
On Facebook we've had a few comments. We've had people putting their hands up and saying actually they would like to help us. For instance, Carol Overmaat has texted me that she'd like to be on that committee, and I think that would be terrific. We have a correspondent who used to run the Dutch importing company, B&H. He's now retired, and he'd like to join us. So starting to come out, we could end up with an excellent committee, and we'll get them involved if we can arrange it. Ik heb nog niks negatief gehoord. En er zal wel een beetje teleurstelling zijn voor mensen die weer zullen komen. Maar oké, een jaar is niet zo lang. Ik verwacht dat het echt iets bijzonders zou zijn. En, we hebben nu genoeg tijd om het echt goed te doen. We hebben al de contacten nog steeds. De Rotary Club of Monash is going to be very cooperative in handing over all the information, all the lists and all that, and the contact details, and they will actually, the two or three people who would have been able to run it are going to sort of help by advising and being there for the new committee. And that in itself will help a great deal, although I have most of the knowledge anyway, but they have, like I said, there's more to it than just having the knowledge of Dutch and that. You need a great logistics guy, you need a good accountant, you need somebody, a lawyer type, who can just talk to and organise things. We have enough time this year to also apply for a Victorian government grant that's available for cultural events.
Yep.
So, we've got that. So, I don't know if Gazelle will be involved again. I haven't been in touch with them, but it would be really good. If not, we'll seek another sponsor, a naming rights sponsor. But even if we don't get that, we'll be able to manage it, because, you know, when you did the first one, we didn't know whether 1,000 people were going to show up or 3,000. Well, we were wrong on both occasions, because it wasn't over, it was 7,000.
Ja. Ja, dat was even schrikken. Ja, ik was erbij, ik stond ernaar en ik keek ernaar. En toen werden we allemaal weggespoeld.
Ja, het was eigenlijk, that big rainstorm was actually, I shouldn't say the best thing that could have happened, but you know, if it hadn't have happened, we would have been terribly embarrassed, because there was literally no food left. So at least everybody went home when the big rainstorm arrived.
Maar goed, het zijn inderdaad zulke grote evenementen dat je daar een vrij professionele comité bovenop moet hebben zitten. Daar kun je geen freewheelende vereniging mensen op zitten hebben.
Nee, er is ontzettend veel werk.
Ja.
Again, when I think of how much work was involved, to think that the Association of Dutch Clubs, with their 75, 80, 85-year-old people who ran it for so many years, well, it's unbelievable, really, that they managed to do it for so long. Because, if you had have told me how much work was involved, it was full-time job for two of us at least, for 3 months, 3 to 4 months. And I'm talking 50, 60 hours a week.
Yeah.
But okay, it shouldn't be like that next year, because we do have a lot of it, we have it all documented and that. We've made a business plan even, and even that will be handed over to the city of Rotary Club of Casey. And they're a lovely club, actually. I'm really quite impressed. They're a very casual club, where some of the Rotary clubs are more formal. They're very casual and easygoing, and I think that will reflect nicely in how the... Yeah, it's a sort of almost like a Dutchness. You know how the Dutch like to be pretty casual about the way they run things. It's not too formal, and I like that.